Let's read
John 4:24.
Alle zusammen in allen Sprachen.
All together in all languages. Let's read John 4:24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And now let's read once again, and instead of truth, reality. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and reality. Praise the Lord. Yes, we have a wonderful living God. This we really need to see. And he has the desire to make us a true worshipper. And this desire he does not just have since Sunday, but a lot longer. Even from the beginning on, he has the desire to have the true worshippers. And I really treasured it to see in the whole Bible actually is focused upon this point, that God receives his true worshippers. We have read a lot about the Old Covenant, and we saw God has a goal to bring forth true worshippers. And he shows us so many principles in the Old Testament. And this is good. To see that the Father, from the beginning on, he has planned so to have the true worship. And in the New Covenant, Christ came and he fulfilled God's plan. He even accomplished everything concerning God's plan. And today, the Lord is the Spirit who lives in us and brings on this work, who brings us into all reality. This is wonderful to see. And we have to see it. Because then we also can become the true worshippers. And in John 4 we read, on one side it's important to be in the Spirit. I think it's so clear to all of us now. I think it's clear now. The worship is in the Spirit. This is the place of worship in spirit and in his house. But we also need a reality. It's not enough to say, I am in the church. We also need the truth. And the Greek word here does not just mean truth in a way of right teaching.
Oder eine Lehre über die Bibel oder über Christus.
Or teaching about Christ or the Bible. No, this Greek word here actually means the reality. As we wrote it on the outline, the substance, the real thing. It must be real and not just a teaching about truth. What we need for the true worship is the reality. Praise the Lord for the reality. And our desire must not only be to be in the Spirit. Lord, I want to have the reality. I want to have the substance. I want to have the real thing. We cannot just be happy to be only in the Spirit, to have a good word. Our desire must be, Lord, I also want to have reality. And the word shows to us the reality is Jesus Christ. Let's read John 14, verse 6. John 14, verse 6. Let's read that. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. Who can say so? Only the Lord. He says, I am. What is the truth? It's a person. For us, the truth is not just a teaching about Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ is the truth. The person.
And what we brauchen.
And what we need is Jesus. We need Him. With something else we cannot be satisfied. What do we want? Just want to have a good word, a good message. And we come to the meeting and we sing. We hear a good message and we go home again. I think we have heard it all often enough. I hope so, at least. We have heard it often enough. But I say it once again. Because we need a change in our thinking. From the ground, from the very bottom. We are so satisfied. We are so used to having a good message. But what we need is the reality. Then we can say, oh, I have Jesus in me. But this is not enough. We need to deal with the Lord. We need to labor together with the Lord. To experience Him. He must be our life. Our reality. Only this makes us to be the true worshippers. Praise the Lord. I'm really encouraged to go on. And to apprehend the Lord even more. And I appreciated to see yesterday. One characteristic of Babylon is that there is no truth. It's only outwardly looking at, and it only seems to have reality, but a substance is missing. Maybe there are teachings, but as we have seen, there's a Nicolaitan. There's the teaching of the Nicolaos. This is not a good teaching. But we need the sacrifices. We need the sacrifice not just from a teacher, from a cleric, but from all the saints. And I'm so appreciating that so many saints bring their offerings. And really, so many offerings. So wonderful. This is a feast. And let's read 1 Corinthians 5. Let's read 1 Corinthians 5, 7 and 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 7 and 8. Therefore purge out the old leaven, and you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Lob den Herrn. Ja, es ist wirklich gut auszufegen.
It's so good to purge out.
Jede Art von Sauerteig auszufegen.
Every kind of leaven, purge it out.
Wir müssen ungesäuert sein.
We need to be unleavened, a new dough, a new lump.
Und hier heißt es auch, dass dieses Passah,
and it also says that this Passover is Christ. Christ, our Passover.
Er ist die Wirklichkeit.
He is the reality of this Passover feast.
Also im Alten Testament oder im Alten Bund,
you know, in the Old Covenant,
das Volk Gottes aus Ägypten heraus,
the people of God, when they went out of Egypt, they had a Passover feast, they slaughtered a lamb. But this was not the reality. The reality of this is Christ.
Und so ist auch die, ja, von allen, wie wir hier geschrieben haben im Outline, von allen positiven Dingen in der Schrift.
So from all positive things in the Scripture, Christ is the reality.
In Christ,
we have all these things. When the people was in the wilderness and they ate the manna, this was not the reality. But Christ is the reality. He said when he came, I am the bread of life. So Jesus is the bread of life. And when they drank from the rock, the water was not the reality. But Christ is the water of life. He is the reality, and He is the rock that follows. That's what we have to see, that in Christ we have everything. He says, I am. Let's read John 1. John 1:17. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ came the truth. When He came, the reality came. And when we have Him, we have the reality. It's not sufficient just to have Him in us, but really to apply Him, to take Him as the bread of life, to take Him as the water of life, to breathe Him in, to be filled with Him, to be full of Christ. Let's read another verse. Today we read a couple of verses. It's good to read. I think the Scripture shows the best what Christ truly is. Let's read Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3, let's read from verse 7 to through 10. Philippians 3, 7 through 10. Let's read that. 6 through 10. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know Him, and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His suffering, being conformed to his death.
Amen. Ja, lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Was sagt hier Paulus?
What does Paul say here? He wants to gain Christ.
Er sagt, er war im Gesetz ohne Tadel.
He says he was without blame in the law. Blameless. He did everything right according to the law.
Aber er sagt, Abfall.
But he counts it all rubbish.
Und er will Christus gewinnen.
And he wants to gain Christ.
Was für eine Haltung.
What an attitude.
Ja, ich habe mich gefragt, Herr Paulus,
and I ask myself, Paul,
Christus.
You already have
Warum
Christ.
Noch mehr Christus?
Why do you want to have more of Christ?
Du hast doch Christus.
You have Christ.
Ja, er wollte mehr von ihm.
Well, he wanted to have more of him, more experience. He wanted to have the reality.
Noch mehr Christus gewinnen.
He wants to gain more of Christ.
Alles andere, sagt er, ist Abfall.
All other things are rubbish.
Alles andere ist Abfall.
All other things are rubbish. Gaining Christ. He wanted to be a true worshipper.
Ja, und ich bin auch ermutigt, mehr
and
von
I'm also
Christus
encouraged
zu wollen.
To gain more of Christ.
Weil alle anderen Dinge sind
because all other things
Paulus sagt mal, sie sind Schatten, aber nicht
they are shadows, but not the reality.
Der Sabbat
the Sabbath is a shadow.
Aber die Substanz heißt
but the substance in Colossians 2 it says is Christ.
Ja. Die Substanz ist Christus. Wir haben heute den Sabbat in uns.
Today we have the Sabbath in us. We have the bread of life in us. Do we appreciate what we have in us? Do we apprehend what we have in us? Or is it just resting in us and slumbering and we live all our day, yes, I have Christ, but I do what I want. And then when I come to the meeting and I sing, I'll listen to the message, I share a testimony and I say, I'm impressed, I'm touched. And we go home and Christ is still only in me. And next Sunday I continue. Or do I apprehend Christ? Is he reality for me? Is he my substance?
Johannes hat davon wirklich was ergriffen.
John really grasped something of this. If you read his gospel, and we will hear more of it in the next meetings, we can see that we really apprehended it. In John 1, verse 1. John 1, verse 1. What does he say? In the beginning, oh, he's in 1 John 1:1. Sorry. 1 John 1:1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled concerning the word of life. How real was the word for him, and what an experience. We say many times, oh, I was touched. But it really touched me? Did it become my reality? Because then it's like with John. He has handled it. He has handled the word of life. We say, yes, the word touched me. I was so touched. I'm touched. But it's about apprehending the reality. I hope we really understand it and grasp it and apply it. I hope it's not just a word and we continue as before, but things have to change. Many times in the meeting we have only like a picture. You know, a picture, let's say there's an apple on it, and we look at the picture. Oh, how beautiful, this apple. It's a colored picture. And it's so nicely red. Red and green It's definitely juicy. This apple is definitely good.
Und dann genießen wir.
And then we enjoy.
Genau. Und dann,
and we enjoy this.
Mitteilen auf Facebook.
And then we share it on Facebook.
Photo so sehr.
We enjoy this photo so much.
Aber dieses Foto ist nicht die Wirklichkeit.
But this picture is not reality.
Wir können noch so sehr über den Apfel reden.
We can talk so much about the apple.
Mitteilen.
And sharing it.
Und wir sind vielleicht auch beeindruckt davon.
And we are impressed by it.
So beeindruckt, der Apfel ist rot.
We are impressed, the apple is red.
Vielleicht läuft noch ein Wassertropfen drüber.
Maybe there's a drop of water running over it. We see it on the picture, makes
aber
it juicy.
Wir haben ihn trotzdem nicht berührt.
But we haven't touched him yet.
Vielleicht reden wir davon.
Maybe we talk about it, but we,
aber wir haben ihn nicht berührt.
But we haven't handled it.
Was wir brauchen eigentlich?
What we need. We need the apple in reality. It's not about the apple. We need Christ. And not just as a picture, but as a reality. We need to chew on it. Take a bite. And then there will be some wonderful taste. You experience the juice.
Ja, lob den Herrn für solch ein Wort.
Praise the Lord for such a word.
Ich hoffe, es ist verständlich, dieses Bild, und du das erklären, was es wirklich ist. Und ich denke, wir müssen es uns
to explain. I hope you can all understand what I'm talking about here. And please take the word back to the Lord and tell him, Lord, I want the reality. Not just now in this meeting, but even after the Eucho. I do not just want the picture. I want the reality. Otherwise, we are like Paul. Like what Paul says, it's a shadow. You know, a shadow of something, it's nothing. It has no substance. It's just a shadow you see on the ground. There is nothing in it. It's empty. I hope that's not how our meetings are like. Our worship has to be full of reality. When we come, maybe something is speaking to us in the meeting, and then we need to go home and apply it. And then when we next Sunday come again and we have experience, then we can say, oh, now I was touched. This became my reality. This is my sacrifice. Now I want to offer up sacrifice. They will just say, I want to offer it up. This is my reality of Christ. Christ became my reality. Christ is my patience. My rest, my Sabbath. Christ is my bread. I breathe in Christ. This week I was breathing in Christ. I experienced how He revived me, how He refreshed me, how He strengthened me. This is wonderful. Such sacrifice. We need many more. Praise the Lord for this.